Once the cooler temps settle in, thoughts turn to maximizing the warmth in our homes. A well-insulated home keeps the warm air inside and helps to lower your energy bills. If you're a DIYer, you've probably given some thought to upgrading your insulation yourself. But how do you know which type is best to use, blown, batten or loose fill? We spoke with Rick at Heritage Home Hardware to learn the benefits and the relative differences of each insulation type. There are actually many kinds of insulation to choose from, says Rick, including cellulose, mineral wool and polyurethane or spray foam. The most commonly used types, however, are blown, batten and loose fill. They also happen to be the most economical and environmentally friendly. To help determine what works best for your home, Rick enlisted the help of Sal Ciarlo, the technical services manager for Owens Corning Canada. Location: the first step is picking a location to insulate. The best place to do this is the attic, both for ease and cost savings. Did you know that a properly insulated attic can save you anywhere from 10 to 50% off your energy bill? The other good news is that adding insulation to your attic doesn't require any costly structural changes. Another great place to add insulation is your basement, especially if it is unfinished. Batten-up batten insulation is made up of large pieces of insulation made up of either cotton or fiberglass. It has been pre-manufactured at the correct level of thickness, which gives you the R value indicated on the packaging, explained Ciarlo. It's important with batten insulation, also known as BATS, that you do not compress it in any way, otherwise you risk damaging it and lowering its R value. R value, explained, R value is a measure of insulation's effectiveness. The higher the R value, the slower you'll lose heat in the winter time or cool air in the summer, says Ciarlo. A higher R value also helps reduce the amount of greenhouse gas emissions from your home. Blown insulation. Blown insulation is loose fill fiberglass. It comes in bags that must be blown into a space using a special machine. Its R value depends on the amount of blown-in insulation that has been used. You can calculate how many bags you'll need to fill your attic to its desired R value by using a chart. Calculations are based on square footage. In some attics, where there may be things in the way, it can be easier for you to use blown-in insulation. It ensures a continuous layer of protection, as opposed to using individual BATS. If your attic has any obstructions, such as wiring, ventilation or difficult-to-reach areas, it can be a real challenge to cut and fit BATS into every nook and cranny. You want to avoid having any gaps or voids, and by using blown-in insulation you'll get much better continuity. Loose fill by hand. You can also choose to spread loose fill insulation by hand. You don't need to rent a machine to do this, and it's a quiet, easy process. Just keep in mind that, whether you choose to use blown, batten or loose fill, that as long as you install them at the right thickness, they'll all provide the same level of performance. The only thing you need to watch out for with loose fill insulation is your application. Make sure you don't cover your soffit vents during installation, as you always want to allow for proper airflow in your attic. Is this really a doable DIY project? Many brands of insulation are intended for homeowners to apply themselves. There is little cost difference between the options as well. Blown-in insulation costs less than BATS, which surprises most people, even when you factor in the price of renting an insulation blowing machine. Batten insulation is pre-cut and a binder is added to hold it together, which results in a greater cost. If you were to hire an installer or a contractor to do this for you, blown-in insulation will cost you more than batten. The only other difference worth mentioning about batten insulation in particular is that it allows you to achieve an R value in multiples. For example, if your BATS have an R value of R20, you can only increase the R value of your attic by multiples of 20, R40, R60, etc. With loose fill, you can add as much R value as you want. You can even decide to add more insulation later, augmenting your existing insulation. How much R value is enough? We do live in Canada, so homeowners shouldn't skimp on insulation. So long as you maintain your ventilation and don't block off any electrical or vent access, you should go as high as you can, R50 or R60, says Ciarlo. If you're thinking of upgrading, visit your local store and bring any questions you may have. They'd be happy to help. For more information, visit Heritage Home Hardware or call 705-759-5101.